You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. Be sure to check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So, happy equinox! We are in the Northern Hemisphere experiencing the autumn equinox. And if you happen to be in the Southern Hemisphere, you will be experiencing glorious spring. So either way, I mean, they both have, we're all going through major transitions as this time of year occurs, whether we're aware of it or not. So what we need to be conscious of when it's the equinox is being aware of setting our intentions, which is always, always, always important. I mean, our intentions are what drives the entire show. So if you can become very clear about what you're creating and what you're, and it is a very much like a gathering your resources time of year. So it's also especially important because it is when the sun goes into Libra. Harmony and balance and relationship and connection. And rather than the Aries kind of me first, what do I want attitude, which is Libra's opposite in the spring, it's what can we do together and what do you want and what do I want and how does that fit together? There's a lot of like urge to cooperate with Libra energy. So if there's a way that you can partner with someone or like partnerships that occur during this time or connections that occur are often very fortunate because Libra is a you know, it's an energy that wants to cooperate. It wants to compromise. It can actually be, if you happen to have Libra in your chart or there's too much Libra in your energy, it can be very frustrating because you're kind of tuned into kind of reflecting what someone else wants to see. So even because you want to compromise, you want to be cooperative. Things aren't such a big deal with the Libra energy. You're not so, you know, self-centered or self-motivated. But what it can do is make you lose your sense of self, your sense of real, true, higher self, your heart-led self. So that can be an issue if there is a lot of Libra in your chart. And even now, you want to make sure that you are anchored in your heart, that you are in your own sovereign energy, so that when you do connect with other people, you're connecting to their higher self, into their hearts, into their sovereign energy, which is important, right? So that we can all stay balanced and happy and each bring something to the relationship that strengthens and bolsters and improves upon it, rather than one person giving and the other person taking, which is never a recipe for balance or success or harmony. So that's the kind of stuff that you might be concerned with right now. It's a very, Libra is one of the cardinal signs. So all the power points of the year are when the seasons change. So the signs that are in those are Capricorn, which is the winter, the winter baby, the winter solstice. And then there is March, which is Aries. And that brings in spring, and then fall comes Libra, and then summer is Cancer. So all the cardinal signs, they're all naturally the boss. They're naturally bossy. They're initiators, even though they may initiate in different ways and change, like are there to change different things. They're still like the ushering in of change, which is very cool because it's definitely like you can feel it. Depending, of course, where you are in the world, you're going to feel that changes are going on. You're going to be tapped into that. I mean, you can just, in the Northern Hemisphere where I am, the leaves are starting to change. And I'm right on the coast, which is different than like the prairies or something. So it changes slower on the coast because it's the West Coast. It's temperate. It's not very cold. But in the middle of North America, it gets cold. Like you go from lovely hot summer to basically winter is what it usually feels like. Fall just sort of gets skipped oftentimes. And that can be kind of a shocker, right? You're going from one way and it can bring on depression, or it kind of gets you to go within and be very self-reflective. So if that's how you're feeling, just go with it. You know, try to let yourself experience what you're experiencing without judging. You might not be feeling like that. There is a lot of energy for us to progress and transform and connect. And just a very, and of course, it depends where Libra is in your chart. It always depends on where these things are happening in your own chart. But generally, if you're tuned into things, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel this shift. Now, the fall equinox in the Northern Hemisphere, well, it has, you can kind of look to see, like get a little picture of what's coming up for the season when you look at the aspects for the day of the equinox. So we do have, there's a lot of positive moon connections that are supportive to us, like moon trine Neptune that same day, which gives us kind of a way to tap into our emotional needs and to express them creatively or express them in a spiritual way, which is very nurturing to the emotions. So if there's some sort of art you need to express or some sort of energy that is, you know, creative that needs out, there is like a nurturing, relaxing, going within, turning away from the crowds kind of energy in that moon Neptune trine. And then there is like a difficult coming up to the moment where it switches, which is exact at 12:50 a.m. on the 23rd, on the equinox. Right before that, we have, so it's just definitely coloring it and flavoring it. There is a moon opposite Saturn, which is Cancer and Capricorn opposition. And the moon is square Mercury and Libra. So that Libra energy is, it's very balanced and giving and harmonious and sometimes superficial because it doesn't like the dark and dirty or the nitty gritty or the complications of life. It likes to keep everything very pleasant and lovely and kind of Martha Stewart. I don't actually know her chart, but I would say that she would present very much Libra or Libra Virgo, maybe even some Taurus because of the wealth. Oh, Libras can be wealthy as well. So there is just sort of this perfection and beauty, and it's Venus ruled. So Venus wants lovely connections in our relationships and harmony all around us. So there is that connection that we're dealing with too. So it's quite complex. There is a lot going on. There's this like lovely ability to connect, but then there's also the sort of need to make it real, the need to harvest your resources, the need to see what, it's kind of a perfect time of year to see what you've, how far you've come and what you're going to harvest, essentially, what you're going to keep from, it's like the separating of the wheat from the chaff. It's like, this one's good, no, that one's not good. So you have an ability to do that. So a good thing to do today, especially around the equinox as well, because there's a lot of kind of new shifting energy, is to go through your environment and your environment. And if you follow feng shui, like if you, it's so, you know, you can look up a bajua on the internet and you can see, you lay it over your house, this little map. And it's very much like an astrological chart, except it's only got 9 sections instead of 12, but you lay it and it shows you where in your house different parts of your life are affected. And it's and I'm sure if you're interested in astrology, probably you'd really dig some feng shui too. So that's a good way to keep track of what you're ordering in your home. So you can kind of look at the map of lay it over the blueprint of your home or the layout of your home and see what part of my life do I want to work on. The relationship part would be very valuable right now. And finances too, because Venus rules money and values. So whatever, you can go through your whole house and figure out what needs, you know, you might have a part of your house that is full of clutter. You just like stuff things in there. It's like your secret hoarder room. And that could be where your finances is. So if you go in there and order it and get the chi flowing, which if you're sensitive, and probably if you're learning about astrology, you are, then you can actually feel the shift in the energy. It's very palpable. And clear your space. Make sure that you are very intentional about clearing your space because it's your space. You don't want to, like, if there's, you know, if you feel anxious in a certain area of your home, maybe you've got a vortex there. Maybe you've got energy coming in there that you don't want. So be very intentional. You're the director. You're the, what's it called? The director? Yes, but the person for that stands up in front of the conductor. That's it. I'm trying to figure out what it is. The person that stands up in front of the orchestra and, you know, tells them which way to go and what to play and what to do. You are that for your life and your home and for your family and for your area of the world. So be sure that you're very intentional about clearing your space, grounding yourself, making sure that if there's any unwanted energies in that space, that you send them away, back to the love, back to the light, and ground your space and keep your space very clear and purposeful. And if you do this like personal hygiene every day, especially, I mean, you don't always need to do it every day, but keep your senses tuned into whether something shifted or whether something changed and whether you do need to, you know, reclaim your space and clear the energy. That is something that you can do to make for a very like stable, fresh start right now, which it's a nice time for that. I mean, it's not necessarily like I'm beginning everything new, but it's definitely a time for changes to come and for things to be set in motion and collected and understandings to be had. It's very potent, these power points of the year. It is, and it does, there's like pyramids and Stonehenge and all these sacred sites all over the world are lined up to meet with the equinoxes. Like people knew what was going down before we forgot what was going down. So I think we've kind of still got insights into how to harness it. And especially in this age that we're living in, so much information is available to us and we're all becoming woke. We all kind of see the big picture now, which is very cool. So that is the equinox. Hopefully you'll take advantage of that and do something meaningful and, you know, write down in your journal what you're going to create, write down how you're going to harness this Libra energy. How can you make your relationships better? How can you add value to your life? How can you also take care of you, your relationship with you? And that includes being very honest with yourself, taking inventory and being truly honest with who you are and what you're creating from your vibration. That can be tricky. But part of that is, you know, if you're honest with yourself, then you can start making changes that need to be made and be self-loving and self-respectful. And it's just important. It's the most important thing you can do is be loving with yourself. So hopefully you will take time for that because it's definitely something that will make a huge difference in your every single day. Definitely. So we do have, that is the big news starting out the week. And then we also have some interesting aspects coming into the week leading up to a new moon. So I am going to talk about how, I guess it's Venus squares Saturn that we might all really be feeling on the 25th. It's a big, Venus is like our sensitive, it's ruler of Libra. So it's this part of us that's very tuned in and fine, you know, very, it's the refined part of us that wants love and connection. And it's in Libra. So it's very quite comfortable there. But then Saturn comes along in Capricorn, both cardinal signs, but very different energy. And it squares Venus. So it's kind of like, oh, maybe you're enjoying your luxury items or your frivolous vacation or whatever you might be doing in a way that's not very responsible according to Saturn, and it's going to make you feel bad. Saturn comes in and it's the taskmaster. It doesn't let you get away with anything. It makes sure you learn your lessons. It makes sure you take responsibility. And if you don't, that's when Saturn is trouble, is when you try to shirk your responsibilities or, you know, just not do your part, not live up to your expectations or what is expected to you in your relationship. It could just be, there could be a real kind of juggernaut of energy going on Wednesday, which you're going to feel because it's going to, I think, kind of come as a bit of a shock in a way. You're just not necessarily ready to deal with it, but it's there. So you might as well deal with it. That's what squares are for. So you deal with things. On the 26th, we do have Mercury squaring Pluto. So again, it's the same energy, the Libra squaring Capricorn energy. Mercury will square Pluto. And that's like, again, there could be some really deep conversation come from that. And conversations like, for instance, Libras, they don't like confrontation. They want everything to go well all the time and be easy. But with this energy, especially because it's Mercury, there could be a conversation that needs to be had Or the Plutonian energy in Capricorn is like, listen, we're working on a foundation here. If this isn't going to like fit in harmoniously with our foundation and be something that contributes to our legacy and our future and our betterment and the betterment of our family and the betterment of our future family, our lineage, then, you know, what are we even doing here? So the Pluto Capricorn energy connected to the Mercury Libra energy could bring stuff up, but it's good stuff. You might as well, it's like fail fast. If you're in something that's not right, probably this is the sort of aspect that would make it very clear that it's not right. Or it might make it clear how you're coming at it, how you need to be more, I guess, cooperative, and maybe you need to compromise. And so it's kind of a push-pull that could be going on. And it's not an opposition though. Squares are more complicated. They're like, they feel like cross purposes. So they can sometimes be deal breakers, but it's also for growth and also for the direction you need to go. So look at it that way. The same thing on Thursday, the 26th, there is an opposition between the Sun and Chiron in Aries. So it's the Mercury, or it's the Libra Aries, like me, what about me? And the Libra's like, but what about us? What about us? So it's a push-pull. That is definitely like a this or a that or an either and or. But with oppositions, it's an integration that you're looking for. It's this and that. It's both. So keep that in mind. It's us and it's me. It's like, it's we and I. So you've just got to be open to compromise. That's tricky with Aries energy. They'd rather like punch you in the face than compromise with you if they're feeling angry. But Aries energy is often angry. It's the Aries energy is ruled by Mars, its go-to emotion. If it's sad, if it's hurt, if it's lonely, it's always anger. So you're negotiating with the peace lover and then the tantrum thrower. Tricky. And that's all going on inside of us in different parts of our chart. So we do have also, we're coming up on a new moon in Libra, activating all this kind of energy, all this Aries Libra energy. And that's on Saturday. So I am going to come back, I think on Friday, and give a little update specifically about this new moon. And hopefully that'll keep the podcast a little shorter, and then I can discuss a whole other thing in a whole other podcast. So I think that's probably it. Do make sure that you take the time to ground down, protect your space, get clear about what you're keeping and what you're getting rid of. Make sure you understand where you need to compromise and where you need to reach out to connect with others. And remember, it is a good time to connect with others. It is a really good time to make harmonious relationships happen. So put yourself out there if you need to. It really is a good time for that. And write everything down. That way you can keep track of what you're doing. Make sure that you really set your intentions and become very clear about what you want to progress towards. Because this is a powerful PowerPoint in the cosmos right now. There's a lot of kind of swirling energy for creation all around us that we can harness and tap into. So do that. Do that with your like all your heart and all your soul and all your intelligence and awareness and effort and intention. So happy fall equinox, Northern Hemisphere, spring equinox, Southern Hemisphere, and may you have all of your dreams come clear and true. That is just so great when they're clear, because then they can come true. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at the Everyday Astrology Podcast.